Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Shirley Paul, who is running to be the next representative in City Council for District 46. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here on the show and to be here with you and the audience.
Our pleasure to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Shirley Paul and why you are running to be the next representative for District 46 in Brooklyn?
Yes. So Shirley Paul, I am the proud daughter of immigrants. My parents came here from Haiti. I am a proud product of New York City public schools, a graduate of a historically black college, and I'm also a practicing attorney. I'm born and raised here in the great borough of Brooklyn, and I've lived in District 46 for 20 years. So when I say District 46, that means Canarsie, Flatlands, Bergen Beach, Georgetown, Mill Basin, Mill Island, Gerritsen Beach, Sheepshead Bay, and Marine Park. I am running to be the next member to represent our very diverse community in City Hall. We have a community that is overwhelmingly black, overwhelmingly female, and we could, God willing, make history this month by electing the first ever black woman of Caribbean descent, especially too in a community that really represents our diaspora. And I'm running because I've dedicated my entire professional career to serving the public, working as a lawyer in the courts, working in the Cuomo administration, working for SUNY, working in the city also, and for our current president when he was the senator of Delaware. So now I want to marry those experiences and be that experienced, compassionate advocate that we need.
Excellent. So this district that you speak of, which is very diverse, there are a lot of issues in that district. There are issues that were there pre-pandemic, which were compounded, health issues, the education system, jobs, the small businesses, affordable housing. How are you planning to address those issues?
Thank you again for that question. And it's true. All of our issues now, not just in my district, but we see in the city, have been prevalent. But now we realize with COVID, they are just too big to sweep under the rug. So I believe we have a unique opportunity to tackle quality health care for every New York City resident. So in my district, for example, we do not have a hospital. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go to the doctor, you have to leave the district. If you're looking for a specialist, in most cases, you might have to leave the borough. So I propose, in addition to preventive care and more education, but to bring mobile clinics to the community so we can start targeting those issues that are prevalent in our community, like diabetes, hypertension, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Education is a major issue. As I said, I'm a proud product of New York City public schools, but we know in the district, the schools are not equal. In certain parts of the district, the resources are in abundance. In mm-hmm. other parts, they're not. So the city council has oversight power. And this year, for the first time in almost 30 years, the state has actually given us our foundation funding. So I want to make sure that that money goes to the right places. Upgrade all our school facilities with technology that we need. Upgrade even the kitchen, where a lot of people that represent our Caribbean community are working as support aid and things like that. Provide the resources that the schools need. Upkeep the schools themselves. So we need to do that. That'll be a balance. So hopefully mm-hmm. parents won't have to bust their kids out of the district to go to school. We have food insecurity issues. Since the pandemic, on a weekly basis, I'm distributing food to families. And these are not poor families. They're working families. So we need to increase that access to quality food. We have two NYCHAs in the district, and I don't know about anybody else, but if you ever notice around any NYCHA facility in the city, the food is always the poorest of the kind. The supermarket doesn't have the freshest of vegetables and things like that. So partner with the Met Council and other organizations where we could bring fresh food and bring resources to address food insecurity. Because we know that cup that goes with education. If the kids aren't eating right, then they're not really paying attention.
It's a domino effect. And then your health is affected.
So it's, and I love that you use the word domino effect, because it all coincides. Housing, food insecurity, health, access to quality health care, education, all those things play a role. And it's time that this city that has a budget of over $90 billion, larger than pretty much all of our Caribbean islands, their GDPs. So we need to make sure that that money is going to the right places and addressing problems that are really just human. You know, we shouldn't be complaining that people aren't getting adequate food or have adequate housing or education is not good. You know, we want our future to be prepared, so we have to equip them.
So, Ms. Paul, as an immigrant, well, as a child of immigrants, I should say, we have the issue in New York City where there's taxation without representation. So people are, they cannot vote in municipal elections, which affects, you know, everything in their lives.
Right.
Do you support voting rights for green card holders?
Wow, look at you with this question. This right here is a fire question. So, as I said, when I started as a daughter of immigrants, it took many, many years before my parents could cast a vote. So I know the power in that. I have said that I think my community needs more education to understand the benefits of that legislation. Restricting those who are not citizens yet to just vote in municipal elections, if some folks feel like, you know, you have to earn that right to get the full benefits, that's just all they're getting. They're not going to have an opportunity to serve on juries, to apply for different jobs, things that come with the benefit of being a citizen. So I would support that. But I believe in my community, because we're so diverse, and I also represent a unique district that happens to have a very large Republican population too. And that's not just in the Irish and Italian side. So I think they'd need education to see the benefits of the fact that this is taxation without representation. So I would stand with that and educate the community so they can want to come on board with that too.
Okay, great. So Ms. Paul, the primary is on June the 22nd.
Yes.
And whoever wins that actually wins the November election as a Democrat, which is the party that you're running on.
Yes.
Why should one vote for you as the next representative of District 46, and how can one support your campaign?
Okay, so I believe that everyone who's eligible in my community should vote for me, or even those that live outside, encourage those who live in the 46th to vote for me, because I have the experience ready to hit the ground running on day one. As I've said, I've worked in government, so I have experience working on this state's budget that's close to $200 billion. Mm-hmm. I've drafted legislation, successfully passed it, so I know the inner workings of government. I believe I have a temperament that I can work with other people, because we have to remember, I would go there, God willing, representing my district with 50 other members that's coming with the interests of their communities. Mm-hmm. So all of this is a give and take, and figuring out what's the priority for not just my district, but this city as a whole, as we address that public health crisis, economic recovery. So I believe a vote for me will give you a compassionate leader, an experienced leader. And one commitment I can make to you for sure is I'm going to show up every day ready to do the job. But I can't do it without you, not just in your vote, but I need the community all along the way. What we've noticed in our district that's only been represented by white men since the council started is that a lot of our issues, our day-to-day issues, are not highlighted at the table because those are not nuances that they face and deal with. Doesn't mean that leadership was bad, but it's just the diversity is important, even coming in as a woman. So I believe the community will serve itself right by standing with me. I'm asking you to stand with me. I'm sure you guys know that I love God, and I don't plan to just use what we have access to in government. You know, I'm planning to come in with a different strategy and bring a different energy to an environment that's not normally open to that. So I'm looking forward to representing this community. If you want to support me, of course, you can start voting on June 12th. That's early voting from June 12th through the 20th. The last day to request your absentee ballot is June 15th. So if you don't feel comfortable yet to go in person, I still want your vote via mail. And you can make that request at vote.nyc. Otherwise, you can go with me on that final day and let us get to victory together on June 22nd. If you want to check out the website and see more about what I'm about and what we've been doing, it's shirleypaulny.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Paul. I just want to ask you, it's ranked choice voting this year. Where are you on the ballot?
Oh, yeah. So this is our first citywide ranked choice voting. I am the fourth name down, but I want to be your number one choice. So Shirley Paul, fourth name down on the New York for District 46, and hoping to be your number one.
We thank you so much, Ms. Paul, for being here and sharing information about your candidacy. We wish you the very best. And I think that District 46 need a black and fearless woman to
lead. That's right.
So we wish you the very best. And we look forward to having you back again.
I appreciate that. And thank you, everyone. Continue to stay safe.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk. Riveting interviews. Community updates. In-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.